Oh, how beautiful. Thank you. And y'all knew that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ah. Anybody over here know it? Oh, yeah. I love it so much. Did you get lost in it? Yeah. Huh. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Really happy to see you. The first time I remember getting lost, I was probably about 10 years old. My family lived in Washington State, and we were here on vacation. We were at Disneyland. And I followed the wrong dad. And when I realized it was the wrong dad, I was a little panicked. I mean, I was in Disneyland, so yay, but I wasn't with my people, and I was lost. Fortunately, my family was paying attention, and they saw me and found me. They found me, and I wasn't lost anymore. But it's a curious thing when we're lost, isn't it? When we feel like we're lost, when we're in that place of uncertainty, of I don't know where I am, and I don't know these people I'm with, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Those are kind of the feelings of my 10-year-old self at the time. And what am I going to do? What do I do here? So that's unintentionally getting lost. But I want to suggest that we could intentionally get lost. Intentionally get lost. A little bit like what you were saying, Hal. Intentionally get lost in each other, in love, in beauty, in nature. And when we're intentionally lost, what happens? What opens up to us? It's entering mindfully into the unknown. Oh, there's a book written by Anonymous. Seriously. The Cloud of Unknowing. And I love this idea. So since I was lost at 10 years old, I've been out of place many times. I've felt like I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing. And why am I here? Many times, but it was unintentional most of the time. But what I find is the possibility, the opportunity to intentionally let go of everything that I think I know. Okay, that's a tall order. Intentionally let go of the idea that I know exactly how everything is unfolding and supposed to unfold and going to unfold, because I don't really. And intentionally allow myself to be in the space of not knowing. And you might say we've all been living that for the last bit of time. Kind of feels like that, doesn't it? But has that been unintentional, or has it been intentional? Have we allowed ourselves to be taking advantage of the opportunity to be in the sweet place of not knowing and allow ourselves to surrender fully into the great mystery of life? Ah, well, this would require trust, wouldn't it? It would require us to be willing to trust the great mystery, to trust the unknown, to trust that thing called life, to trust that wherever I am, I'm supposed to be. And whatever is coming forth from me is there by divine appointment, mine to give. Ah, so can we allow ourselves to be in that uncertainty? In the creative field of uncertainty and allow ourselves to be at ease? Well, sure, to a certain degree, right? to a certain degree, we can all go there. We can easily be there. How long can we stay there all, you know? A moment? A nanosecond? Have you all heard? How does it go? We should spend at least 20 minutes in nature every day, but if you're really busy, an hour. Surely we laugh, but honestly, to be able to be at ease, to be able to be at peace in our busyness of our life, and to let go of all of that, and to relax into the certainty that we don't know. Yeah, that's intentionally entering into the activity of being lost. And then allowing ourselves to be filled with that creative energy that's always right there, to be filled with the inspiration of nature, to be filled with the movement of life within us, and to then allow it to move us into action with each other. So Rumi gave us some really great wisdom, and today what I'll share with you is, I have been a seeker, and I still am, but I stopped asking the books and the stars. I started listening to the teaching of my soul. So when we get lost, when we distance ourselves from everything that we think we know already, and we can just be, and be informed, and be enlivened by the inspiration, by the creativity that's moving through us. Oh, what happens? Anybody ever experienced that? Thank you, one person. I'm talking to Larry. Anyone else? A glimmer? Thank you. A glimmer of it. I know y'all have. I know you have too. So what I want us to do is not be so hesitant to acknowledge that. Come on, y'all. Have you ever been inspired by the Holy Spirit? I thought so. Leave me hanging up here. But isn't it funny that we hesitate? Isn't it curious that we hesitate to trust that, to acknowledge that, to claim that, to say yes to that? So we do this deep listening of the soul to discover our self, our capital S self. We already know the small s self pretty well, don't we? I know her. I've met her. I want to know the capital S self a lot better. I want to know that divine presence that is God within me and express that in a greater way. And in order to do that, I need to lose, distance myself from that smaller idea of me. So, I'm not saying that we don't want to be informed. I'm not saying that we don't want to pay attention to everything that's going on outside in our life. We do. However, I do want us to remember that what's going on within us is informing what's going on out here. And I want us to remember that every day when we are on that information highway, and we're just picking up information all around us, it may or may not be something that is going to support us. We may be following the wrong dad. Might be the right dad for someone else. Oh, that was another kid's dad, not mine. But there I was, picking up that line, picking up that idea, picking up that version, and saying, okay, let's go, let's go. And then I turn around and I look and I go, where the am I? And how did I get here? We want to be able to get lost within ourselves and not be afraid, really, not be afraid of what comes up, not be afraid of the uncertainty, not be afraid of the confusion or the doubt or the fear or the grief or the sorrow, and allow it, because all of that is leading us where? Inward. All of it is leading us inward. And what are we going to find within ourselves? Trick question. Someone here knows it. What are we going to find within ourselves? Oh, thank goodness somebody knows. Say it louder for the whole class.
God.
Were you surprised to hear that? No, of course not. But notice, are we willing to say it out loud? Be strong. Know what we're finding. If we don't know what we're finding, we might not recognize it when we see it. And we might find ourselves following the wrong dad. We might find ourselves going down a path that's leading us further away from being authentic. We might find ourselves going down a path that's allowing us to lie to ourselves or dismiss ourselves or disregard ourselves. And yet, if we allow ourselves to follow that truth of God within, what we're going to find is our wholeness. What we're going to find is our creativity. What we're going to find is that love that lives within us. What we're going to find is the truth and the peace and the beauty that is God within. Interested? Me too. Me too. And so how do I find that? Do I find it out here? Well, I'm going to see reflections of it out here, aren't I? Yes. That's what we see in nature. That's what we see in each other. It's what I see when I look into my beloved's eyes and fall in love. Oh, yeah, all of you, but him mostly. When we allow ourselves to lose ourselves, to lose our need to be in control and our need to look like we know what we're doing and our need to put on a good show, then we have this opportunity to let go and let God. So what are the ideas that you're spending time with? What are you working out? Now I want you to hear this. What are you working out? What's going on within you that is working its way out into your life? What's going on? What are the conversations that are inspiring you, that are nudging you forward, that are glimmers, that the sweet ideas of life and of love and of truth and of wholeness and of peace that are just glimmers? Maybe they're great big radiant lights within you. What's going on within you that you are working out, bringing out here into life? Can we get lost in that divine idea of creativity, of love, and of wisdom, and allow it to be revealed out here? Bringing from the interior out here to the exterior of the world. Could the world use a little more light? Are you it? Say yes.
Yes.
And is everyone else it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So
So when we're getting to know ourselves, guess what? We're getting to know each other. Oh. And when we get to know ourselves and when we get to know each other, we find out that what? We are all one. We find out that those differences that we've been using to separate us and to antagonize each other, we find out that those differences, while they're there, that's a small R reel. There's a greater idea going on. There's a greater idea going on in this life that we're living, and that is that there is an opportunity to come together and know love, to lose ourselves in the idea of love, to lose ourselves in the idea of deep abiding peace. Not like it's this foreign idea that some people get because they're sitting on a mountaintop and they got lost up there. Not because they have built this shrine around themselves and they're untouchable. No, actually, what happens is we become very touchable. We become very available. And it's in that, it's in being touchable, it's in being available that we find that everything can come to us and be around us, and we are not disturbed, we are not lost. Our sense of certainty of who we are, our sense of certainty of what we're bringing to life, our sense of certainty of who we want to be radiates from us, expresses us. The discovery that what we secretly wish is true actually is. This is the great discovery that I have really played with, explored, contemplated, brought into my life in greater and greater ways. When my kids were young, I would tell them, and I've probably said it to y'all too, because, you know, who you are matters. What you think, say, and do, he doesn't remember. What you think, say, and do makes a difference. All that you desire to be is already who you are. Recognize yourself in you. And that's really what I want us to do, is to recognize ourself in us. To recognize that all that we desire to be, all that we desire to be, it's already who we are. Kindness and compassion and creativity and wisdom and love, it lives within each of us. So my invitation to us this week is to get lost in knowing ourselves, in loving ourselves, in expressing ourselves, to get lost in the infinite potential of who we are, to get lost in the possibility of life. Ernest Holmes proclaimed, and so many other teachers told us, to just trust really is accessible to all. The power that Jesus spoke of, the infinite potential that Ernest Holmes spoke of, the divine ideas of life that the mystics spoke of, each of those are available to all of us. But it's on the back wall back there. There's a picture, and it says, there is a power for good greater than you, and you can use it. There is a power for good greater than you, and you can use it. And it's not just that we go to the shelf and we pick it up and we use it. We go to ourself and we discover it and we express it. We demonstrate it. We find it. Somewhere in the Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes writes that we don't We don't create these laws and these principles. We discover them and make use of them. So it's already all there, everything that we're seeking. It's already all there. What we want to do is find it. So anybody interested in a little bit more peace or love or creativity or wisdom or joy or, you name it, intelligence in your life, well, what we can do is get lost. Intentionally, mindfully, get lost. Enter into the unknown. If I want to know what I don't know, then I need to go to the unknown. Yes? If I want to be willing to be informed in a greater way, then maybe, just possibly, I need to let go of what I already know. So I stumbled upon this book, Stop Trying to Fix Yourself. And in the foreword of the book, the author suggests asking yourself, the reader, am I listening as most people do in order to confirm what I already think? Are you listening for what will confirm what you think, or are you listening to discover something new? So this is the challenge that's upon us. As we're listening to each other, as we're listening to life, are we only hearing from the ears that already know what we know? Or are we willing to be in the unknown? Are we willing to be informed? Not informed with more news, that's not what I'm talking about, although it might come from news-like sources. I'm talking about being informed here, the heart expanding, the mind expanding ideas that bring us into a greater awareness of a greater life. So do we have the self-awareness and the self-confidence to know that we don't know? And to allow ourselves to be okay in that place? And to get lost in ourself, to not be self-absorbed, but to be self-aware. And to find through our self-awareness that which has become so much a part of us that we might not even be able to pinpoint where it came from. That love that you share, that curiosity, that creativity, that beauty, that wisdom, that's a part of you, that lives within you, to become so at ease with that, that we can't really even pinpoint where it came from, but we can trust that it's the movement of God. So this week, the thrill of discovery starts with the discovery of ourself. What will you discover? I don't know. But I'm really curious about what each of us will discover as we spend time with ourself, as we allow ourselves to be in the unknown and to find out that we're way more than we thought. That creative intelligence that's moving through us is way bigger than we possibly could have defined it as. So this week, let's not be quite so quick to tell everyone else to get lost. Tempting as it is. And instead, let's consider that maybe it's us that needs to get lost. Maybe it's us that needs to get lost in beauty. Let's get lost in nature. Let's get lost in love. Let's get lost in love and trust that what we find there is a greater experience of ourselves and a greater experience of what we share together, this thing called life. So do you agree with me? Will you play with me this week? Will you play this week and get lost in love and get lost in peace? And get lost in beauty. Consider each morning, what do I want to intentionally What do I want to intentionally get lost in? Intentionally move into the unknown. And be willing to spend a little bit of time there, 20 minutes, and if you're really hesitant, an hour. So, after the service today, we're having this luncheon, and it's really about appreciation. It's really about recognizing and knowing that who you are matters. What you think, say, and do makes a difference. That your energy, your words, your love, your light, your participation, who you are, makes us a greater place to be. That is the greatest joy that we get to share with each other, is to recognize and honor that within each other. So as I close this morning, I absolutely know and appreciate and give thanks for the presence of God in all. I give thanks for the awareness that the only thing going on is love. I give thanks for the movement of spirit within me that allows me to recognize a greater and greater idea of love in life, as life. I give thanks for the opportunity and the awareness of knowing that I am never lost. I am never lost. I am always right where I belong.